and morning, Abacos. This is Lorraine on Scaramouche, and I'll be the net anchor this morning. And I'm standing by this channel in case you'd like to register for a spot on today's net. Anything for community announcements, invitations, anything for open mic. Morning, Abacos. This is Lorraine on Scaramouche, and along with Captain Bob and our sidekick Morning Star, we are broadcasting this morning from Elbow Key. Today is Monday, the 12th of August, 2019. So if you're calling in today, remember, put your radio on high power so we can hear you, and please use your call signs. I'll repeat anything that sounds faint, and if you miss something, I'll try to leave a space for you to let me know. And if you hear someone that I don't, please relay for them. We want to include everyone. The Abaco Cruisers Net is here to promote safety, friendship, and message handling. Let's start you off with our weather from barometerbob.org. We have our synopsis for today, the southwest North Atlantic, including the Bahamas. A surface ridge is persisting from the central Atlantic west to southwest across the central Bahamas and the Straits of Florida through the end of the week. And this pattern is going to maintain gentle to moderate winds north of 22 north and moderate to fresh winds south of 22 north. Thankfully, no tropical activity is expected over the next few days. So we'll add some information that doesn't pop up in the synopsis, but I get it from the Bahamas Met Office, and that there's a low-level troughing that's continuing to produce some unsettled weather across the northwest and the central Bahama Islands. So while that ridge may provide some gentle to moderate breezes, be on the lookout that the weather forecast does call for scattered showers and isolated thunderstorms through today and into tonight, possibly next few days being a little wetter than what may show up on our forecast. And as always, gusty winds, higher seas in and around those showers and thunderstorms can be expected. So what we have for you on today's forecast for the Abacos, we've got some moderate to heavy rain showers in the forecast period throughout the morning and into the afternoon, and then getting some break in the skies late this afternoon. Winds are out of the south-southwest to west-southwest, and then come back around in the evening to the south-southeast at about 10 knots, but most of today less than 10 knots. Tomorrow, light rain shower and patchy rain is possible throughout the day. Winds out of the south at 8 to 11 knots, and overnight 8 to 10 knots out of the southeast. It clears Tuesday evening, but just a mix of sun and clouds are forecast on Wednesday. South-southeast winds at 10 to 12 knots. And then maybe some rain into Wednesday evening with winds out of the east-southeast to southeast, 8 to 11 knots. And again, on Thursday, we still have patchy rain in the forecast possible with some breaks of sun maybe in the afternoon on Thursday. South winds between 8 to 11 knots. And hopefully by Friday, mostly sunny skies in the afternoon with south-southeast winds at 8 knots. All right, our sun rose this morning at 6:42 a.m. and will be setting at 7:47 p.m. Our tides for today, we had our high tide at 6:47 a.m. So low tide this afternoon's at 12:58 p.m. and high tide this evening at 7:18 p.m. Tomorrow, Tuesday, high tides at 7:34 in the morning and low tides at 1:44 in the afternoon. All right, for Gulf Stream crossing conditions back to South Florida, the forecast for today is south winds 5 to 10 knots, seas 2 to 3 feet every 9 seconds with a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Overnight, stays south out of 5 to 10 knots, becoming southwest after midnight. Seas drop down to about 1 to 2 feet, but you do have a chance of showers and thunderstorms. And looking into Tuesday and Wednesday, mostly southwest winds, light 5 to 10 knots. They do pick up in the afternoon, south 10 to 15, and 2 to 3 foot seas. And later in the week, south winds 5 to 10 knots, seas down to 1 to 2 feet on Thursday and Friday. All right, that's what we have for you on our forecast and Gulfstream Passage area. Let's see if we've got anybody out and about can give us some condition reports. Is anyone on the Sea of Abaco this morning? Nothing heard. We'll try for some cut reports where the Sea of Abaco meets the Atlantic Ocean. So anyone up or around Whale Key this morning? Nothing heard there either. How about North or South Man of War? All right, we'll roll call it down to Tulum, North Bar, or Little Harbor. Anyone have a cut or observation? Nothing heard there. Okay, we'll do what we can with the information we have. As I said, thankfully, we've got nothing to worry on the tropical cyclone forecast for the next 5 days. So other than some wetter weather from that trough, looks like we will make do with what we get. All right, let's see if we now have any community announcements for this morning. Nothing heard. How about invitations? Anything for invitations this morning? Okay, but which, just a reminder for those of you who want to get it down to Pete's Pub down in Little Harbor. This is their concluding week at Pete's Pub. So visit them before the season closes for them, and they'll see us back in the winter. Okay, how about anything for open mic? Any comments, questions, celebrations, arrivals, departures? Okay, all quiet there too. Well, we will pass on some positive news this morning. We had a be on the lookout for an overdue vessel, which as soon as it was up and then some logic prevailed, the vessel that left Spanish Key yesterday did in fact pull into West End yesterday due to weather and did not make its trip back to Coconut Grove as expected. So it's always good to have a float plan. People do indeed look out for your return, and if you're overdue, it's to get updated information. All right, everybody, for those of you who did listen this morning, thank you for doing so. Have a great day. As always, Channel 68 is our calling station here in the Abaco, so we do ask that you move your conversation to a working channel, but don't use 22707277 or 80, because these are the working channels for police, fire, and rescue. And as always, Channel 16 remains reserved for distress, safety, and hailing, and is monitored by officials and the one you need to use if you need to call for help. All right, everybody, have a great day. The Cruiser's net is clear.